Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, all this month, the Black Harvest Film Festival is running at the Siskel Center downtown. It's the 23rd annual festival that celebrates the independent films and voices representing the Black experience. But the main attraction is a film that just turned 20. The film, Love Jones.
Sort of reminds me of stuff Gordon Parks was shooting for Life magazine.
Do you know a lot about photography?
A little something. I know that you have a great eye.
So you're just like a Renaissance Black man. Poetry, music, photography.
I think it was somebody that said something about Mozart. The goal of an artist is to create the definitive work that cannot be surpassed. Guess you can say I kind of live like that.
Well, that was actually George Bernard Shaw.
Now you're trying too hard.
The movie, set in Chicago and shot here in Chicago, was released in 1997, featured Lawrence Tate and Nia Long. The movie was a love story, but also was a love letter to Chicago and its poetry scene, slam, beat, whatever you want to call it. It was all the rage in Chicago back in the late 90s and paved the way for the next generations to continue at places like Young Chicago Authors or Harold Washington Library. The film was written and directed by Columbia College grad Theodore Witcher. Witcher will be back in Chicago for the closing night screening of Love Jones, where he'll take part in an audience Q&A. This is next Thursday, but as of right now, the show sold out. Theodore Witcher currently lives out in L.A., but he joins us tonight. Theodore, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Pleasure to be here.
What does it mean to you that you're celebrating the 20th anniversary of your film, Love Jones?
It means that I need reading glasses. That's the that's what it means to me. I never thought that... You know, when you make a film, you have an ambition that, or if you do anything, rather, you have an ambition that people will still be interested in it at some point in the future. You know, the fact that there's been a lot of buzz around this 20 years anniversary is very gratifying because it exceeded my original ambition for the film.
You know, it's fun to look back at the film and look at it as a romantic movie. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily call it a comedy, but it has comic elements. But the idea, what kind of movie were you setting out to make back in 1997? What genre was this film supposed to be in?
I mean, they were making a lot of romantic comedies. I also don't really consider the movie a romantic comedy.
No, yeah.
It doesn't really follow that. It doesn't completely follow that structure, and it doesn't sort of end like a romantic comedy. But it has elements of that. I was trying to do a sort of hybrid between a romantic drama and something that had some comedic elements. As I said to everybody when we started off making the movie, that we were going to go through the drama door. We were going to try and find some rooms of comedy in the house. And if we could leave through the drama door, then that would be the intention for the film. So that's what we set out to do.
Well, it's
but it is kind of a bit of a hybrid.
Yeah, and, right. But it also is remembered, and it's fun reading about it. You know, it's a very mature romantic film. It didn't fall into stereotypes. It didn't, like you said, it didn't have the cliche endings that most movies who are going to be in love stories. And, you know, for you being a kid out of Columbia College, it always gets the label a mature film. It's, you know, right. Is that surprising to you that, you know?
It's fun. What's surprising is I watched it a couple weeks ago. We screened it at the Academy here in Los Angeles. And, you know, there's actually some fairly crude humor in it as well, which kind of shocked me in my middle age. There's definitely the remnants of like a 20 something group of people who made the film and what is humorous to, 20 somethings. But, you know, we tried to do something that was real and that had an emotional impact to it. But what I was conscious of, I didn't want to use or employ the conventions of melodrama. I wanted to keep it real, quote unquote, and relatable in terms of the style and the approach. But I didn't want to rely on tropes of gunplay or any sort of melodramatic element, because that's not, I mean, that is some people's lives, obviously, but that is not everybody's life. Everybody has a girlfriend that they're struggling with or a boyfriend that they're struggling with, some kind of relationship. So I really wanted to keep the scale more human and less larger than life. I wouldn't necessarily take that approach now, but that was what we tried to do at the time. So maybe that accounts for The maturity of it that you're speaking about.
And the actors in the film, I mean, Lorenz Tate and Nia Long, these are stars before you came along. You know, Nia Long,
sure.
All the movies that she was in at that time. For you being a first-time director, kid from Columbia College, what was that experience like to work with actors who've already been through the Hollywood machine and have done different things? Take us back 20 years ago to actually shooting Love Jones with the names that I just mentioned.
Well, it's always great to work with people who have experience. You know, they made films before. They were very helpful. And, you know, Lorenz was a star, and Nia was a star as well. She'd been in a bunch of hit movies. You know, I didn't really have a problem with them on that level. I didn't feel like they treated me any differently, and I certainly didn't look at them in any sort of weird way, like I couldn't direct them. Once we got to Chicago to make the movie, from my standpoint, it felt very much like I expected an actor-director relationship to be, regardless of our relative levels of experience. You know, they came in with ideas, I come in with ideas, and we hash it out and start shooting. And it was really no more complicated than that. They were the actors, I was the director, and we got to work making the film.
You know, one of the great characters of this film has to be the city of Chicago, the south side of Chicago as well, Hyde Park. But,
sure.
But talk about making a film like Love Jones and making sure that Chicago is a character in the film. I mean, when you see some of the shots, even some of the stuff I was looking at today, you know, you're shooting in record stores or where they're moving in front of the apartment building. There's such iconic
right.
Chicago landscape, but it's not Chicago right. landscape that you see all the time when you think of Chicago movies.
Right. Well, you always want to avoid, or at least I do, I try to avoid like the touristy kind of thing, like the postcard kind of thing, mm-hmm. even though you wind up with something like Buckingham Fountain in that section of the movie. But other than that, it's not really postcardy, is it?
No.
It's not really skyline-y, that type of photography. It's more like, no, these are the neighborhoods that these characters would live in. These are the places that they would go. You know, we used the wild hair. We used, you know, the hotel ballroom downtown. And, you know, clubs and houses on the South Street, on the South Side, rather, that regular people would go to, that I went to, that my friends went to. There was an effort to make it as much about the location and the place and the context for the story as possible. I almost wish, frankly, in watching it again, I almost wish I had done more of it, you know, because Chicago was so photogenic, certainly at that time. To answer your question, I guess we tried to do that. That was certainly part of the ambition for it. And just to keep it as regular people from Chicago, people from the South Side of Chicago especially, would be able to recognize all of the places or places that were like places that they would go to.
The movie Love Jones in 1997, it hit a chord for Chicagoans as well because there weren't a lot of films at that time, especially ones that were set in Chicago, that were prominently displaying the African-American community or the South Side of Chicago
right.
in a way that wasn't stereotypical or that
sure.
you know, focusing on other issues. You know, to make
sure.
a romantic movie that stars Nia Long and Lorenz Tate and have it shot in Hyde Park and other South Side neighborhoods, you got to feel that this maybe that plays to the maturity a little bit, that this was a movie.
Right.
Real people live in these neighborhoods, and it's great to see a story that was real like that.
Yeah, well, that was what we tried to do. That's a part of life, too. The other stuff is as well, but not every movie has to be about that.
Right.
You know, I completely agree. That that was my approach anyway. It seems to be, it shocks me or it amuses me that's such a thing. You know, it was a thing at the time, even, you know, amongst the financiers and various other people I showed the script to, that we were doing something that was so against the grain. But I felt that, you know, that's a part of the human experience as well. And why can't we tell a story about that?
Well, I wonder if it
goes in addition to all the other stories.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe it goes to the earlier point you made about melodrama, that more often than not, people will extract the melodrama or the stereotypes for big, broad strokes when they're making films, especially about a
right.
city.
Well, there's a reason for that. You know, it's easier to do the storytelling part when you go large like that. And generally, as I said to you earlier, I'm not sure I would take this approach if I was making the same kind of movie again, in that usually in a drama, the stakes do tend to be life or death. And that goes back about 2,000 years
right,
to when
right.
the Greeks invented drama. But on this one, I felt I wanted to keep it a little more. That was my instinct, was to keep it a little more human scale. I don't know if that paid off. I guess it did. People still like the movie 20 years later.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a reason why movies tend to use gunplay and violence and that kind of stuff, because it amps up the stakes. It's riveting, quite frankly.
Theodore Witcher is the director and filmmaker, the writer of the movie Love Jones, which came out 20 years ago this year. It's going to be screened at the Black Harvest Film Festival at the Siskel Center. The closing night, Thursday night, Theodore will be in town for a Q&A. That Q&A is sold out. When I think about, and I mentioned at the beginning of this movie, this also not only a love letter to Chicago, but a love letter to Chicago's poetry scene. To put the main character, Lorenz Tate, as a slam poet, to honor a scene that was burgeoning at the time. I know that scene very well, and there's a lot of people I still pay attention to and friends with that were a part of a South Side poetry scene that was unrivaled. There were some talent that the city's never seen before coming out. How important was it for you to make a movie, not just that was a romantic film, but also one that included that aspect?
Well, I love that scene. I fell into it by accident. I was in school at Columbia, and somebody said, why don't you, you know, I ran into somebody at the Hokin, at the student center. They were like, you know, we do this open mic thing on Monday nights. Why don't you come by? You might dig it. And I went with a friend of mine and just fell in love with the scene and became a sort of regular. There was a club called Spices that we used to do poetry at every Monday night. And then there were some other places, you know, you'd find us at like the Hot House or some other, you know, or some party or something going on the South Side somewhere. But Spices was the main venue. And I knew everybody on the scene. Everybody knew me. And we had a whole thing there. And as I was living it, in the back of my mind, I thought, wow, this is such an interesting vibe that it would be great to be able to have a movie that had this as its world, right? That had this as the context for some other kind of story that you could lay on top of it. But it's so idiosyncratic and so insular. I never thought that I could get anybody in Hollywood to, you know, to make a studio movie set in this world.
Right, right.
So I was as shocked as anybody when we got the thing made. But it was very important for me to put that world on screen because we'd never really seen it before. I thought it was fresh and unique and that audiences would be intrigued by it. And I think they were.
Of course, the scene was great here in Chicago in the late 90s, but the movie glorified it, made it a big thing. And then out of that came Young Chicago Authors and some of the programs for After School Matters and Chicago Public Schools. And although those kids are the Chance the Rappers and the kids who came out, all the kids in Chicago that are the hip hop stars of America right now, all came from the poetry scene in Chicago. So obviously the scene that you're featuring in Love Jones is not the first poetry scene in Chicago, but the idea that it's this legacy that could be part of how these kids saw this and wanted to be a part of it.
And not just with the poetry in the movie, with the music in the movie and the dancing in the movie and all of the cultural specificity, the Black cultural specificity of the movie, it was absolutely the intention was to display that in a way that a mass audience could see and get into and recognize and maybe be intrigued by if they weren't familiar with and spur all kinds of creativity out of it in whatever discipline, not just poetry. So if a modicum of that, a tiny sliver of that actually happened in real life as a result of the movie, then I'm very happy.
Yeah, there you go. And we didn't even get a chance to talk about the soundtrack. That's the best.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing thing, right? Soundtrack, one of the best movie soundtracks with Lauryn Hill and so many other great things on
Yeah, we got lucky there. We got lucky with all those artists.
It's unbelievable. Theodore Witcher is the filmmaker, the writer and director of the film Love Jones, which is celebrating its 20th anniversary. It'll be screened at the Black Harvest Film Festival at the Siskel Center next Thursday. Theodore will be in town for a Q&A, and he will be on set sold out. But if, you know, you can stand out in front, maybe. Scalp a ticket. I don't know how it works. Theodore Witcher.
Say hello, at least.
Yeah, say hello. That's right. Theodore Witcher, thanks so much for joining us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Justin. I appreciate it.
Sweetest thing I've ever known was like the kiss on a collarbone. The soft caress of happiness. The way you are, your style of dress. I wish I didn't get so weak. Oh, oh. Ooh, baby, just.
just to hear you speak. Makes me argue just to see how much you're in love with me. Feel like a queen.